In California's Napa Valley, the grape-growing season is just beginning, and that means the arrival of hundreds of migrant vineyard workers from Mexico. Every year at this time, the workers face the same problem, finding a decent, affordable place to live. The migrant housing shortage has harmed the image of winemakers and vineyard owners in the scenic valley. And so last month, they voted overwhelmingly to make it easier for the county to build new farmworker housing. From member station KQED, Cy Musiker reports.
It's a sunny spring day along the Napa River in the middle of the Napa Valley. The soil is warming and the vines are pushing out new green shoots. Looming on the hillsides are pink stucco palaces, the trophy homes of wealthy winemakers and jet-setters. They're marks of the valley's success as America's most famous winemaking region, with vineyards worth an estimated $4 billion. Across the road, a crew of 8 Mexican farm workers clears weeds from a row of young vines. These laborers and thousands more like them are the backbone of the premium wine industry. But every year, thousands crowd into tiny apartments and hundreds more sleep in cars or vineyards. This may be an agricultural region, but housing prices rival those in San Francisco. For the first time in years, though, Napa residents have decided to do something about the housing shortage.
This will be 4 buildings, as you can see, around a central court. It will be set up for 60 people. And one of the houses will have an apartment for a full-time resident manager and a part-time resident manager, as well as a full-time cook. So there'll be full-time staff at the complex at all times.
Tom Shelton is president of Joseph Phelps Vineyards in St. Helena. Phelps is the first vineyard owner to take advantage of last month's vote to loosen county zoning restrictions. Now landowners can put farmworker housing on parcels of just 2 acres, a dramatic change from the old rule, which mandated a minimum of 20 acres. Shelton acknowledges that winemakers are very aware of their public image in what amounts to an agricultural amusement park for wine lovers. The 30-mile-long Napa Valley draws more tourists each year than Disneyland.
We realized that we had workers sleeping under bridges, and there was a lot of negative press that was being generated at that time, and we felt it was important as a community to come together and do something about it.
Napa voters approved up to 5 new labor camps, which are expected to house 300 workers. Grape growers also voted to tax themselves up to $10 an acre to help pay for the housing. Phelps is donating 8 acres of vineyards for 2 30-bed dormitories. It's a generous gift because vineyards here are worth close to $100,000 an acre. But Phelps winemaker Craig Williams says wine growers in this highly prosperous valley recognize they have a responsibility to their workers.
Because this region has really depended upon skilled labor, even seasonal labor, to come in and craft fantastic quality grapes. We need that labor. We want to maintain that focus and that quality. And it's very important that we provide quality housing for this labor.
The housing shortage is at its worst during the harvest, when an estimated 800 pickers need temporary housing. But vineyard work now starts in early spring because growers are relying more on hand labor for suckering, leaf, and bunch thinning to get the best quality out of their grapes. So in late February, workers begin arriving at the valley's existing migrant camps, like this one in the vineyards near Calistoga at the north end of the valley. There's a cement courtyard with a shrine to the Virgin Mary. Manuel Alvarez has just come in from a day of work at Sterling Vineyards. He pays $10 a day for room and board here and makes over $8 an hour. That's more money than he can make in other wine-growing regions where housing might be more available. Camp manager Angel Calderon translates.
Up there, some employers provide housing, but they don't pay money. They make no more than $160 a week, and it's not enough. So they make better money right here.
That's the lure that keeps Napa's farmworker housing full to overflowing. Starting in April, Calderon turns workers away almost every day. Many end up here at the St. Helena Catholic Church. Tonight, nearly 30 men will eat and spend the night on the porch of a building behind the sanctuary. This shelter was set up by Monsignor John Brankle, one of the organizers for the measure, which changed Napa's agricultural zoning law. Brankle says he's thrilled that Napa residents and grape growers have committed to improving housing for the workers. But he admits that the new facilities will take years to build.
Yeah, I don't want to advertise that too loudly because some of our prisoners are saying, how long is this camp going to carry on? You know, will we finally get enough camps built where we won't have to use the porch?
The answer, says Brenkel, is probably no. Even the Phelps project won't be completed until next summer. And after Phelps, what next? So far, no other growers in the valley have donated land for the four other camps approved by voters. For NPR News, I'm Cy Musiker in St. Helena.